A clever new tool shuts down ransomware before it's too late on Wired.com by Lily Hay Newman. In the last few months, waves of ransomware attacks have pummeled the world, disrupting not just businesses, but also vital services like hospital care, energy infrastructure, and telecoms, which means the research Andrea Continella and his team have pursued recently couldn't be better timed. A tool that detects ransomware automatically, almost instantly, and restores your system from backups before hackers can fully lock it down. Called Shield FS, the team's innovation isn't a broad antivirus platform, but that's by design. Instead, it's a targeted feature that scans only for ransomware attacks. By keeping the scope narrow, the project could focus on identifying the unique cryptographic behaviors of ransomware, which enables Shield FS to detect not only known types, but also any new attacks that act in ransomware-like manner. The group, based out of Politico Nico di Milano in Italy, will present Shield FS at the Black Hat Security Conference in Las Vegas on Wednesday. The contribution of the research is a set of indicators we have developed that can be used to tell very efficiently if a process is ransomware or it's a benign process, says Stefano Zanero, a system security researcher who worked on the project. By focusing on detecting the encryption itself rather than simply cataloging specific ransomware types to look for, Shield FS can preempt previously unseen versions. A valuable trait when even well-known ransomware schemes can turn much more aggressive, seemingly overnight. ShadowGuard. The researchers worked with common ransomware types, like CryptoLocker and TeslaCrypt, that attack a system in the typical way, crawling through the directory and encrypting each file one at a time. And at Black Hat, the group will demonstrate Shield FS defense against a WannaCry infection, the type of ransomware that spiked in May, causing major disruption. When Shield FS detects a suspicious new program, it enters an observation phase to determine whether that program is ransomware. During this time, which the researchers call shadowing, Shield FS starts keeping a log of everything the intrusive program does and every file it accesses. If Shield FS concludes that the program is malicious, it will block the code from running and automatically restore everything the ransomware touched using mirrored files from extensive backups. Should Shield FS have a false positive, the researchers note, the program won't cause collateral damage. It just undoes some processes you attempted to initiate. You can authorize whatever the tool found suspicious and start again. Through building Shield FS, the researchers found that traditional ransomware has unique behavioral and cryptographic tells compared to other programs running on a system. It will always happen that the malware will open a file, replace it precisely in the same position with completely different content, and this content will pass through memory with a fingerprint and certain characteristics that are unavoidable. Zanero says, no normal program shows these clear characteristics, so we can safely identify that program as ransomware. Room to grow. Shield FS's biggest limitation is that it only protects against traditional ransomware, the kind that crawls a computer's directory and encrypts each file one by one. It doesn't detect variations that focus on locking people out of their systems, an approach where all your files would be intact and accessible if you could just get to them. In that case, victims pay a ransom to regain access, not to receive a literal decryption key. For example, Shield FS wouldn't currently protect against the Petya family of ransomware, a version of which ravaged Ukraine and some other countries at the end of June. The vast majority of ransomware attacks are of the traditional sort that Shield FS can snipe. But variants have been behind some high-profile outbreaks, Zanero says. It would be possible to develop and add detection methods for these other types of ransomware as well. Eventually, crafting ransomware that can evade Shield FS may prove more trouble than it's worth. The tool is also, theoretically, at risk of introducing the same security concerns inherent to other types of antivirus. The program needs extensive privileges in order to scan all the data and activity on a system, and hackers can abuse that trusted status to gain data access on a system or distribute malicious code. The researchers say that they intentionally created Shield FS to require the minimum amount of system access possible. Only the detection component needs this deep level of trust. The computation and analysis can run like a normal program that has limited system influence. The researchers say that while Shield FS can effectively scan for malware at this point, it's still only a research project and not ready for real-world implementation. The groups plan to release the code, though, so others can draw inspiration from it for related projects or work on refining it, eventually creating ransomware that can evade Shield FS or scanners like it may prove more trouble than it's worth. Defenses like software patching can minimize a system's risk of being infected with ransomware, and keeping routine backups is a simple, general-purpose solution when you do get infected. But the recent rash of high-profile, global ransomware epidemics has shown that these precautions alone aren't enough to eliminate ransomware damage in all cases. That's where a tool like Shield FS fits in. We thought, says Zanero, how can we make things more resilient instead?